Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
A lot of us, we feel that there is a lot going on and we are looking at having some keys and formulas so we can feel a little bit more in control, talking about control of our inner state of beingness. Therefore, we can navigate the energetics of this amazing season with more grace and ease and the sense of being more aligned to our unique truth, because ultimately it's always what we want, right? It's to be so anchored into our own channel. That no matter what happens outside in the world, we are always residing in trust and confidence. So this transmission is channeled, but I have received already information about it. So I don't really talk about astrology in depth. If you want to have more information about planetary alignment, I would highly recommend for you to watch videos and listen to podcasts from Astrologer. It's amazing to understand that more precisely. So I do that as well. And so I have that understanding. And then I start channeling, which is more around the energetics in the quantum and how we can harness that for ourselves. And it's always coming through my own channel and therefore the body of work that I teach. Like a lot of you know that I'm a quantum teacher and I'm the founder of Fractal Alchemy, which is a 5D quantum university. And this university is absolutely amazing. We are starting to take enrollment now for the module starting next month on the 21st of July. And this module for the university is going to be absolutely amazing because we're going to talk and dive deep for 3 months talking about quantum architecture. And quantum architecture is being taught mainly from my Andromedan friend. And we talk about sacred geometry, but also about alternate realities, interfaces of realities, how to co-create with our alternate self, and what are actually our alternate self, why is it important to really know about that, and how we can quantum jump new realities by learning these advanced quantum techniques. We also learn about the Oversoul network, how to use the void as a catalyst for accelerated evolution. It's always with this university, the students I work with, I always work on empowering them to find their own unique understanding about the processes, the formulas, the techniques that I share. So basically I channel everything and I bring this content that is very high frequency and really wonderful purity, like so pure that students can bring that within themselves and create their own codex. And with their own codex, they can therefore start sharing that with their own students and clients. Because I train channels, I train healers, I train light leaders, divine revolutionaries, writers, you name it. All the people that know that they are here to create a new earth, that are here to be architect of the new earth. So this quantum architecture module will be starting next month. If you think that you might be interested, I would love for you to simply join me on a discovery call and we can see if that aligns for you, because it's per application. So you can simply visit my website, sandrines.com, and click on the button discovery. Cool. There is also all the information about this amazing Fractal Alchemy Quantum University on my website, sandrines.com. So this is for the excitement that I am in right now. And now we are going to start going more deeply into the energetics of this full moon in Capricorn, and I'm very excited. Capricorn is my sign. I was born on the 17th of January, and it's wonderful because when we come into a full moon like this, we can look back at when this planet, where is the native, like basically the native sign, and we can see this kind of this cycle. So here we are coming to completion of a cycle that started in January. So it's interesting to observe What was your dynamic in January? What were you working on bringing, on embodying, on clearing, on healing, on alchemizing, and see where you are at in your life now in that area that was really present for you in January. So this full moon is part of this this kind of tunnel. It's a channel, it's a pathway that started with all the lunar eclipse about a month ago, and that's going all the way to the 8th of the 8th Lion Gate. And it's perfect architecture. Here we talk literally about quantum architecture, because when we think about this quantum energetics and planetary alignment and the frequencies of the earth, then we can see how we are being given these energetics to harness their power so we can do the work. And if we learn to co-create with these energetics rather than being at war with them, then we become a more powerful creator, because we understand consciously what is happening energetically for the collective and also for our own unique self. So therefore we can take different decisions, we can take more conscious decisions, we can really learn on finding profound quantum alignment. Remember, I always encourage you guys to find deeper quantum alignment in everything that you do. So quantum alignment to really find our unique soul blueprint and be able to anchor a higher version of who we are is always observing what we think, what we say, and what we do. And we need to be able to align that. So we have the energetics, and these energetics, they are a kind of the template, they are the frame, the divine masculine frame. So therefore we can come into that energetics and we can observe, oh, what do I think, I say, and I do in these areas? How am I being? And here we have to be really honest and authentic, because this is the only way that we are going to change. And we want to change because we want to be happier, we want to be more aligned to love and connection and abundance and freedom. And there is this already this message coming. This is a very interesting dynamic that some of us might find brings a little bit of friction sometimes. We don't really know what where to place ourselves with these energetics and these dynamics. And I have been there as well, so I can really relate to that. And here what I'm asked to share is that yes, we can go with the flow and really trust and surrender all the time. But then there is also the template of cultivating a higher vision, really something that we want to manifest. So how do we place ourselves in that? How do we know which one to do? Do I am supposed to visualize all of this, to really manifest all of that? But it feels sometimes forceful, and sometimes like this vision is very clear. Sometimes it's there and I know in my heart that this is what I'm here to manifest, that I am, it is present for me. And then at other times it's like, oh no, it doesn't seem to be aligned anymore. I don't know if I have to push that way. My being, my energetics, my movement seem to be at odds with that vision. So here is how we do that. And it is important to know why it's important to do that here and now, because it is part of this energetics. Full moon in Capricorn is really there to encourage us to cultivate that vision, that goal. It is here to ask us, can you upgrade that vision? Can you be more ambitious? So when we talk about ambition, and it's like with everything else that I share, we think about ambition as a fractal frequency. So in the body of work that I channel and that I teach my students as part of the university, but these, you know, quantum teachings, this body of work I also share in my online courses and my free offerings. So this architecture is literally the fractal, the round shape with the center point, which is presence. And everything is a fractal. So if we take about the fractal ambition, for example, yes, ambition can be reside, we can reside in the lower fractal of ambition. We can think, oh, it's really pushing, it's coming from the ego. and it's really there to become famous and rich and so on. It's really not aligned to divine frequencies. Well, I agree with that when we reside into the lower quadrant of the fractal, that is the low vibe of ambition, of goal setting, of big visions. But if we reside at the center point of our fractal, and if we really connect from the heart to that frequency, we realize that it's actually opening up a door to the higher frequency of this fractal, which is ambition. And the higher frequencies of that are literally dreams, it's freedom, it's all possibilities available of there. But not only that, when we reside at the center point, it means that we are anchored in our heart. It means that we are anchored in our soul. And our soul knows that we are here for more. Why? Because our soul is infinite. Our soul doesn't know scarcity. It doesn't know pain. Our soul doesn't know that it's like the it can see the human trapped and not free, but basically the soul is kind of always vibrating these messages of there is more for you, my darling human, my darling Sandrine, and all of you. It's like there is more for you. Your work is to basically align your human to me. So there I am, offering these visions, offering these dreams, planting these seeds into your heart as so many pathways of evolution. And then the human is like, no, I shouldn't dream that big. This is not spiritual to want to have some kind of all of this money. Oh, it's not spiritual having this ambition. And there is too much like do and ego in that. So no, I'm not going to listen to that. Where actually this dream was simply something innocent. It's not tinted with negativity and with density. We place that upon that because it is coming from our limiting beliefs, our fears, and of programming. How we have done that all our life, and how we hear about this subject from our family, from our friends, and from society. Such as, you know, a spiritual teacher cannot charge that much. A spiritual healer shouldn't be doing that. That person shouldn't be. None of that is actually our inner truth. All of that is projections. So it is important to record ourselves now with this higher frequency of ambition, because then and only then we can harness the power of this full moon with more ease, because our soul knows that. Our soul knows that actually ambition is literally all our dreams, and it's our wildest dreams. It's everything that is there that we have really pushed away because it was not enough of this and too much of that. So this is an invitation for you, my friend, to really, during this full moon portal, to write down your wildest dreams, your biggest vision, and really, as you do that, observe your human. Observe your human who's gonna come and say, oh, no, not this, and who do you think you are, blah, blah, blah. And wonderful, and just keep writing. Just hear the human like, blah, 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 at the back. It's like, oh, I love you so much, human, but like, you're full of outdated programs, so thank you very much, but you should shut up right now, because basically I'm writing, I'm downloading my soul's intelligence, my inner knowing, my inner being. I'm basically channeling my inner higher self, whatever you want to call it, and I put it on paper, and I put it on paper, and I'm gonna do this process every single day for a week. So this is coming. Meditate every single day with the intention of connecting to the highest version of who you are. So when we think that we are a fractal, when we understand that we are a fractal, right? Within the fractal, there is a certain degree of variability in terms of frequencies. So it means that we always need to purge, heal, and alchemize chunk of our system. So our systems, it's physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. So we need to basically remove density from these systems so we can vibrate at a higher frequency. And we sometimes we are, yeah, it's paused. It's paused because there, we are not moving forward, we are not manifesting, we are not experiencing a great excitement or even presence or connection, and we feel lost. But it's simply because our work is to stabilize, to heal, to go inward. This is why I'm offering more and more of these videos regarding the quantum energetics, because I want to be there for you guys and to help you understand these movements, because there is no such thing as laws. There is no such thing as not being connected. That's only illusions. There is always movement forward and stabilization. When we are in movement of stabilization, which was really the energetics at the beginning of this series of portal season around the lunar eclipse, that's very much inward movement. Now it is the opposite energetics. It is outward movement. It is action. It is action to create the foundations of our highest identity. We create the foundation of our highest identity by tuning within ourselves into the higher frequency within ourselves. So if we were, for example, to simply rush all day, we are really triggered by all sorts of annoying things. And we come back home and it's like, okay, so now I'm going to write down and I'm going to write the vision of me in 6 weeks or 3 months. Do you really think that's going to, you're going to channel the higher version of yourself in that state of mind, that state of energy? No, when that happens, we simply go inward. We do the work, we heal, we alchemize. We are therefore human with so much love. We tune into the version of ourselves in the future when we are aligned, when we feel present. So our work is always to do the work on ourselves. So when we are in that state, then we enter meditation, and then we connect to our inner being, to our soul, to our higher self, and then we write down, we connect to that vision, because that vision is going to be at the highest frequency range within our fractal. So really connect to that. If we channel the lower version of us, we're going to channel like being pissed off, being angry, and being full of limitations from ourselves, from society, from the matrix, from other people. I cannot possibly have that dream because it doesn't happen like that in the real world. I'm completely woo-woo whack. We have to stay anchored. We have to, you know, stay anchored in this reality. So we don't do that. We're in this state of beingness. We channel when we are anchored in presence and acceptance and fluidity. So do that work. Channel the highest version of you. Always visualize between 6 weeks to 3 months, because in quantum energetics, we need to be able to maintain a certain level of frequency for about 6 weeks, 8 weeks to 3 months to be able to observe the macrocosm shifting. Remember, with quantum energetics, we work on our microcosm, on our thoughts, on what we say, on what we do. We work on our inner reality, on our microcosm, and we maintain that state of beingness, so therefore the macrocosm starts shifting. There is a time lapse. There is no such thing as time and space in the quantum, of course. We can just like that, but hello, physicality here. I don't know about you, but I do have a physical body and I'm touching my desk right now. So it means that I am working with certain templates of reality, and the templates of my reality right now, they are beautiful. You know, I'm on earth, fuck yeah. I'm on earth and I'm learning to co-create here. I'm learning to become a master here. How exciting. My soul chose this. My soul knows. So for this quantum energetics, for this full moon portal, I would like to invite you to really go within. Go within and dig out those dreams. Find them in your heart. Find all of these little seeds. These little seeds are planted by your soul so they can blossom. And you can blossom with them. Of course, you know, it is wonderful. It is so wonderful to be able to have a good life, you know, and you are here to do that. And something that is coming strongly, and it was in my field for the last couple of days, so I feel it's important for us to share. Guilt and shame are sabotaging completely your evolution process. So fucking get rid of that now. It is not because there are wars in the world. that there are people suffering, experiencing violence and the most horrible shit ever. It's not because your partner, your family, your friends, your country is going through a lot of intense fucking shit that you must be miserable with them. That is not your role. We do not uplift people. We do not uplift ourselves and humanity by dropping our frequency for a false sense of connection. Abraham Hicks, that I absolutely love, talks a lot about that. There is the distinction between empathy and compassion. Empathy is when we feel with the other person. So actually, we drop our frequency big time to be able to feel the pain, to feel the drama, to feel the trauma, because then we connect with the other person. And that's coming from a beautiful thing there. That's coming from really a heart knowing that we want to be there for other people. But what happens is that we're not there for them because we drop our frequencies, so we don't hold our healthy boundaries, and we cannot hold the highest frequency of our light, of our presence, of our fractal, because we are in this empathic duality of, like, it's basically sharing low vibe. So what we want to be doing instead, that Abraham Hicks explains so beautifully, is that we want to experience compassion. And compassion is the fractal compassion. We reside there in presence, and we observe. We observe our partner, our friends, our country, our society. We observe them going through density, going through intense processes, and we love them, and we know what they're going through because we went through that a while ago, and we listen and we are present, but we don't drop our frequency by going, I know, fucking sucks, what a dick, la la la, he did that to you, or it's not fair, or I feel it, you know, me too, I'm feeling like shit, because then, like, fooch, like, we're completely out of alignment. We are not present because our soul knows that it's simply a healing and alchemizing journey that the person is going through, that society is going through. So we have compassion, but we reside in love. We see the bigger picture. And this requires more and more conscious understanding of these processes, because it is always about being there for others. You know, we don't close the door, we don't become cold dicks because, oh, you know, like, I can see the bigger picture, so, like, you can swim in your shit, you know, like, I'm just gonna retreat on my island in my cave and just, like, you know, watch the world go to flame because, you know, like, I don't want to feel empathy. This is not that. It's like we are so present, so clear about that, that we don't go into the drama cycle. We don't go with them. I remember listening to Eckhart Tolle, and he was sharing about the fact that a long time ago, he was living in his apartment, and then his neighbor came and knocked at the door, and she was, you know, like, all over the place, like, very, very triggered and emotional and so on. And she came and she started explaining all of the things that were really unfair. And he was saying, like, from a human understanding, I could really see why she was feeling like that. But all I did, said Eckhart, was to sit on my couch with my neighbor in front of me, and I did not say anything. I did not confirm this yes, yes, yes. I didn't drop, basically didn't drop his frequency to meet her there. All that he did was give her his full loving attention. And she felt so held and so good that she went blah, 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 blah. And after such a long time, after sharing everything, she looked at him, and then she was like, oh. And actually, that's all right. Like, there's not much more to that. And he just smiled, and then off she went. So he did not close the door thinking, oh, you know, like, low vibe, I'm not going to be there for you. No, he practiced his loving, compassionate present, you know, present attention. So this is coming from this transmission. And because often we have hooks there and outdated programs making us believe that if we are ambitious, if we dream and we start manifesting these dreams, it is not fair for other people. Why would I have this money, this job, this relationship, this home when my sister, when so many kids, where so many people don't? They are experiencing so much suffering. Like, why would I? Well, you having a shitty life and not fulfilling your dream is not going to help them either, huh? You know, like, so, like, let's not do that, right? Let's actually do all things, you know, manifest our dreams without poking them, with being there for them, but without dropping our frequencies. And therefore, when more and more anchoring of our light, of our soul blueprint is present, and then we start receiving more from our macrocosm, because the macrocosm is starting to resonate and starting to magnify our frequencies that we cultivate so preciously, so carefully, so lovingly. Then we start shifting reality, and then people are going to be like, huh, how did you do that? I'm quite surprised. Like, tell me. And then if there is that opening, if people want to know, if people want to change, if we people want to learn, they will always say it. We don't go and go like, look at me, I've manifested all of this because I'm so freaking soul aligned and I'm a powerful bitch and you guys, like, you have so much to learn. No, we stay humble. We simply cultivate our frequency. We play with life. We learn to play with the matrix. And then it's going to affect other people because of the principle of quantum entanglement. I go a lot more into these quantum teachings in my university. So if you're interested, remember, you can totally come on a discovery call with me, because now we are enrolling for the module of quantum architecture, when we go really deep into all of this. So be there for yourself. Everything goes from the self, coming back to the self by working through the self. Watch what you think, what you say, and what you do. Catch yourself when this is not aligned. And with so much love, work on removing the programs that prevent you from having this alignment. This is the key. Every time you notice yourself trying to play small, feeling guilty or feeling ashamed because you are doing it, catch yourself. It's like, I deserve this simply because I'm alive. There is no other reason than that, by the way. We don't need to win an Oscar to be a good actor. We don't need to have like a ceremony that tells us you're an amazing human, you deserve happiness. No freaking way. Like, we are all born into this reality because we are all here to experience love and joy and connection and money and abundance and everything. You know, this is simply a birthright as a divine soul, as an infinite soul. Also, always remember, the quantum energetics of this full moon encourage you to be more ambitious. Dig into your ambition. Visualize the highest, brightest version of yourself in 6 weeks to 3 months. And then start aligning. Align your life, what you think, what you say, what you do, to that version. Would that version of me, which is the most ascended version of me, speak like this about that subject? Probably not. Okay, so my human is doing it a lot at the moment. Bless my human. I have so much compassion for my human. My human simply, like, I do what I do because I've always done it. Now I have this conscious understanding, so now I can choose my reaction. I can choose differently. Okay, so how would my human react in this situation? Maybe I can try that. And even if it feels gritty, I'm going to freaking do it, because I am here to be courageous and confident and change my reality. We don't do that by reproducing the same cycles and by feeling miserable for our lives, right? So it is very interesting to be able to connect to that version and to debunk your reality and your programs, because it's amazing. So what is coming also with the energetics of this season is that we're going to have planetary alignment with certain planets retrograde, like Neptune going retrograde tomorrow, and we have three more planets retrograde. This is literally the kind of exhale that we've been waiting for, after like the inner work and this building of tension. So it's going to be like, literally feeling that veils are being lifted. So it would be interesting to observe in the collective as well. Yes, but listen to this. Okay, so nothing is good and nothing is bad. Everything is neutral. So it's only our interpretation of an experience that is going to bring an energy around it. Like, We can see that with the vaccine, you know, with COVID. Very, very good, very, very bad. Very few people actually reside in neutrality. Well, I still reside in the in the polarity that it is not good, but I'm not going into details about that. Let's find other interpretation. It's like everything that happens is neither good nor bad. It depends on how we harness the energy offered by that dynamic. So, for example, when veils of illusions are being lifted, we're like, "Fuck yeah, I'm gonna see more truth." Yes, we're gonna see more truth. Gonna see more truth appearing. People want the truth. They want to know what's really going on. And also, it is the veils about our own illusion. So we can see really what our dreams are, what our soul craves for, or what ambition, what goals are actually really there. And we've just like really pushed them away because it seems too big. Now all veils are going to start being lifted so we can see more clearly. And that's wonderful because we want truth. Truth is divine alignment. Yes, but first it's like literally the Pandora box. You open it, it's like all of this beautiful gift, and then shoop, shadows coming out, because it's always like that. First you have this big puff of smoke. It's a little bit like the big drama of life on earth. Always first there is discomfort, there is challenge, there is density, this ball of poosh, black smoke coming, and you're like, oh no, this is so scary, close this, so I can feel comfortable again. Really, like if you were to simply observe this shadow, this big puff of smoke, this veil of illusion, and you would simply continue basically connecting to your divine infinite soul, it literally dissipates. A shadow is like a puff of smoke. It's only because we think it's scary that we kind of don't want to go there. But if we simply observe, there is always light behind it. Always, even if the sun is always present, even at night time and even on a cloudy day, it's always present. It's just not that it's not shining in my face, but it's still present. So it is very much the same here. The process of these dynamics, they are going to allow you to really lift the veils of your own illusions about yourself as well, and about your reality, and about society. What do you project on society? And it's kind of like, it's gritty. And I know, guys, because I'm doing that, you know, all of this, these are things that I practice. So when I observe the veils of my illusions lifted, all of a sudden I'm like, this amount of guilt and shame coming. And this is where you're gonna remind yourself not to stay there. You're gonna say, Sandrine told me this was gonna happen, so I'm not gonna get hooked onto my guilt and shame. Because guilt is like, fuck, I've been saying this and doing this for years. Oh my God, I'm so stupid. How I should have done otherwise. No, fuck no. Our human past self did the best she could with what she had. We don't bash our past self. We don't condemn our past self. We are not ashamed of our past self. If our past self did lots and ton of shit, well, it did that for a reason. It's always to try to find some kind of control and understanding of reality, to try to find some a breath of fresh air in the freaking craziness of the world. So our past self did that for reasons. Now we are here and the veils of illusions are lifted, and all of a sudden, I don't need to always be like that when I enter a relationship, because actually this is what distorted everything. I can so freaking see why I'm still single. Fuck, like I should have never, and bam, bam, bam. Guilt and shame are literally huge block coming, and we create that. So we observe that, it's like, oh, I love seeing this because now I'm so conscious of that thing that I always do and say when I'm around men or women, and I'm like, I'm not gonna go there again. Because we tune up the highest version of who we are, our soul, and our soul knows always. So when veils of illusions are gonna be lifted during this portal season and next couple of weeks, observe everything. Hold yourself with even more love than ever before, with compassion. Remember, you observe from the center point of your creation, center point of your fractal. You observe your past self, your past programs, your past algorithm with so much compassion, but you don't drop your frequencies into guilt and shame, because otherwise you're gonna stay on that level. You're not gonna shift your life, you're not gonna upgrade your life. This is how we quantum shift very fast. Okay, and yes, this process is a lifetime process, like welcome to humanity. You know, like we become more and more conscious, and because we become more and more conscious, there is more shadows coming, and we're like, oh cool, yeah, fuck yeah, it's coming, I love it, thank you so much, I love my past human, and now I choose differently and align what I think, what I say, and what I do to this future version of me. So this like huge quantum leap. Huge quantum leap happen when we are present self, we don't judge our past actions, we don't judge the past us, because if that does that, it means that the future us is gonna be like, oh no, I don't wanna come, she's gonna judge me eventually because I'm gonna become her past self, fuck, no, I don't want to go there. And so like our future self's not gonna manifest, like we're not gonna be that version, because that version, well, that version doesn't want us to hate it, you know? It wants us to love it. So this is how we basically align different aspects of our identity through, it's quantum architecture actually, you know, it's working with alternate realities. Again, join me, quantum architecture, if you dig these things. So let me tune for a moment here. So we are being asked to do what I have mentioned already, what I have channeled already, visualize a graded version of ourselves, the highest level of frequencies possible, to align our quantum reality, what we think, what we say, what we do, to that higher version. When veils of illusions are being lifted, we are asked to simply observe the emotions arising and not to fall into the trap of guilt and shame. We stay centered, we stay aligned. We do the work of healing and alchemizing ourselves with so much love. And then, this is the inner work, okay? Then we observe the reality around us. And the reality around us is going to also bring these triggers, so we can lift veils of illusions regarding our external reality, our macrocosm. So many of us, and I totally include myself in this too, so many of us, we judge our external experiences, we judge people, we project, we think that that is a negative experience, that is a positive experience, that person is low vibe, that person is vibe bad, and we separate, chun 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 chun. I would like to invite you to consider more the dynamic of your external reality as a resonance. So if there is a resonance that is a resonance of higher fractal frequency, a resonance around love and creation and feeling uplifted, then that is something that we keep and we cultivate. If there is a resonance in terms of low frequency of feeling afraid, feeling scared, feeling not good enough or too much or scarcity mindset, and so on, we observe that and we realize, here it's important guys, because that's quantum work, we realize that if we observe that in our reality, it's still because we have to alchemize things inside of us. So we welcome it, because when there is triggers happening, when we get very emotional, it shows that it resonates with thought and fractal cells within ourselves, which still hold programs that are of lower density. So this is an invitation to do that always with the intention and the divine template of aligning yourself to the highest version of who you are. Because, yeah, like, you know, like the Capricorn is this little goat, right? And I think it's very cute, of course, you know, I'm Capricorn, so I'm gonna, like, this cute is a goat, is very ambitious, this cute is a goat, like, She loves the mountain, you know, she wants to be at the top of the mountain. And why does she want to be at the top of the mountain? Here it's also interesting to observe that it's a very good metaphor coming for ambition, fractal ambition. The top of the mountain, we could see that from our low judgmental self. Oh, look, she wants to be famous, she wants to be at the top, she thinks she's better than everyone else, she thinks like, you know, her life is going to be so much better. That's low freaking vibe, full of shit and projection. It could also be that the view is quite nice there. I love having 360 view and see the beauty of the earth. I love to see the beautiful earth. I do actually love to go and climb on top of the hills around here because of the view. Like, who doesn't like a nice view? And that's as simple as that. I like the view, but I also love the fresh air. But not only that, what I love is also the walk taking me there. I love walking there because when I walk there, I learn all of these things. I download, I process, and it's literally this metaphor that is gonna come and help us shift tremendously on a quantum level, because we don't want to be on the top. I don't want to be on top of the mountain to spit at the world because I think the world, because I think I'm better than them. But no, I want to be there because it's exciting, because I love it, because I love the walk and I love the scenery. It's as simple as that. So harness these frequencies for you. Harness this frequency and do the work internally. And remember that the work of climbing the mountain is doing the inner work. It's always doing the inner work. And at times we need to pause and we need to rest. So does the little goat. The little goat, sometimes the mountain's very big and like it knows it's gonna go going up, but instead of going like direct way like this, it's just like very slowly turns around. It needs a lot of break because the ascension seems so big. And so this little goat, it pauses, you know, it drinks, have delicious food, it hangs out with the people, like the goats that they love, you know, it's not alone, you know, there are other goats around, other humans around, and it rests. And when it rests, do you think that a little goat think, oh shit, I shouldn't be resting, something wrong with me, it means I'm not connected, I'm not on the right path, oh, I was climbing, and all of a sudden something must be wrong with me? No. The goat knows very well, I have been climbing, wonderful. Now I'm just gonna freaking pause and I'm gonna relax and I'm gonna recharge. I'm gonna recharge my physical vessel because again, welcome in physicality, we are all here together. So tune into that. Find your goat spirit animal and, you know, hang out with your goat spirit animal for this portal season, okay? So this is really the quantum energetics of this season. So we harness the power of the full moon, especially today, but also three days to, sorry, they say that for the exercises being channeled, it's up to a week. So it means that during your meditation, you're gonna be able to harness these quantum energetics consciously for up to a week. So meditate, do automatic writing, tuning into that ambition version of yourself, that upgraded version of yourself. So this is really working for a week of creating the foundation of the next chapter in your life. How do you want to do? How do you want to be? But mostly it's always about feeling. Okay, so this is one more tip for visualizing a most ascended version of yourself. Yes, visualize yourself, but allow this vision to come to you rather than forcefully triggering it from the mind. So basically, first when I receive this, because I'm like, for me, clairvoyancy, it's always what comes first, or it depends. But then it's like all these, you know, intuitive modes are present there, but it's always first, it's kind of a little bit further away in the distance, and the image is a bit blurry, but I feel the frequency. It's like, I feel it so slowly, and I can see everything slow, and it is not very clear, but it is so beautiful. It's literally like the sun shining behind the clouds. It's mesmerizing, but I don't know exactly what's behind it. But I feel the frequency, and this is very important. Always feel the frequency of who you are there. Frequencies, it's often inner peace and calm. It's not so much excitement and euphoria, because these are emotional reactions. And when we are constantly looking for emotional reactions, then we have these very big oscillations in terms of experiences, because our fractal always balances itself out, which is part of the quantum architecture that I teach. So if we look for constant excitement and euphoria, then we crash, then we have logs. So look more for presence and inner peace. And yes, of course, you know, there's some excitement coming too, but we don't look for that. We don't look at being hooked onto that. So feel how you feel there, write it down, and do that every day. And then start zooming more into the picture and observe the elements around. Observe how you are dressed, what you're wearing, like what do your hair look like, what does your skin look like, how do you move, how fluid is your body. But also, who is around you? There might be some human beings. Maybe there is a goat. Maybe a big bunch of goats. Who knows? Sorry. And then, you know, where are you? What is the energy of the place? What does your bank account look like? What are your offerings? What are you doing with your time? And look at that version of yourself and really observe the elements around as so many metaphors describing your state of beingness, because it is very important. When we work on manifesting, we manifest through anchoring pools of frequencies. So when I do that, I might see a white Maserati, me hanging on with Scarlett Johansson, and so on and so on. But I am conscious enough to understand that this might not be exactly what I manifest, because otherwise it's going to start creating this tension in the field. If I don't manifest that, it means that I'm not on the right path. No, it means the frequency of that. How am I when I'm around these people? How am I when I'm fully in my mission? And then we allow life to match that. So basically, we become a match to almost ascend itself, and then we allow life, the universe, or reality to bring us exactly what a match to that. So we manifest a state of beingness, and then we welcome reality adjusting to these frequencies of beingness. This is very important. Not many manifestation coach talk about that. I'm not a manifestation coach, but you know, I'm a quantum teacher and architect, so I kind of understand these processes with certain architecture. And this is very important. So tune into yourself in that pool of frequency and always go back and welcome all elements. This is why, because me, my vision, to be honest, this is what I see a Maserati and Scarlett Johansson. Do you think that my human believes that? My human is like, what the fuck, you know, like no way in 6 weeks to 3 months are you going to hang out with Scarlett Johansson and the white Maserati. But I don't freaking listen to my human. My human is kind of programmed with templates of reality where that is not possible. Shoot that. I trust that all possibilities reside there. Maybe that's a vision not in 3 months. Maybe that's a vision in 10 years. Maybe that will never happen. It doesn't matter. It means that is the highest frequency of me now are projecting that alternate reality for a reason. This is all I need to know. So I do the work on aligning to that version. That version is very calm, very normal, very relaxed. That version doesn't even think it's amazing. That version is not even euphoric or excited to be hanging out with that pool of people around that kind of money. Because my version there is very simple. It's very normal. It's like completely normal life. My version there was born to do that. My version there is telling me to align to that. So I normalize the quantum shift that I'm experiencing at an accelerated rate right now. Okay? So do not judge what is coming in your vision when you basically receive them as you are in your meditation state, very, very anchored in presence and your soul. Let me tune in to see if there is anything else about this. So I would like, yes, to encourage you to do this as your exercises for this week. And then the following week we'll be continuing doing the work. So this week is really working on refining the connection that you have with your dreams, with your goals, with your ambition, with that version of you when you have manifested that. align to that, create that, cement that, really feel connected to that. So then after you continue doing the inner work on aligning your reality to that. For example, you can go to the hairdresser maybe and match that, because it's like it's a visual anchor. It's very good to have visual anchors, you know. Maybe in that version you have, you know, I don't like this new tattoo or this ring or whatever, you know, and wear that more, you know, be that more. Start shifting your life. That version of you might do yoga every day and an hour meditation every day. Well, start adjusting your life so you are matching that version already now, okay? We do not need to quit our job, to dump our boyfriend and to move country straight away, by the way. We exert our intelligence. You know, we are intelligent humans. So we prepare. Capricorn, very ambitious, but also does the work. Very practical, very logical, very grounded. So it's really having this beautiful balance between expensive energy, big goals, upgraded version of ourselves, but also not going like, ooh, all over the place. We are grounded. So keep grounding yourself every single day. Do your grounding practices. Create steps, you know, write things down. Now is a period of action, my friend. So create these foundations, everything that I have shared about. Do the quantum alignment of what you think, what you say, and what you do, matching that high version of yourself. And then do practical steps. You can literally write that down, like in the next 6 months to 3 months, I can work on this, and that. Be ambitious with that version of yourself. Allow it to be big. But be more in tune with your own flow when it comes to shifting your life and taking aligned action. I will not put my human under stress by saying to my human that tomorrow I will wake up at 5 a.m., do an hour of yoga, an hour of meditation, I will become vegan, I will do juicing, I will shift work. My freaking human gonna freak out, eh? My human gonna freak out, gonna be like, not happening. We deal with a human with small bites, right? We move a mountain, we climb a mountain by small steps. So, you know, be realistic with your own self, you know? Don't ask too much of yourself, otherwise you're not gonna do it and you're gonna feel guilty. And the vicious cycle is back. So this transmission feels relatively completed, but first I would like for you, so on Instagram and on YouTube, thank you so much for following me, for joining me. I would like to invite you to check my website. There are so many amazing things happening that I'm offering now. Like I'm revamping an online course called Fractal Shift, and it's now 50% off, guys. And it's amazing. It's self-paced, but I'm offering now bi-monthly quantum coaching. There is one session with me and one session with my amazing coach, Hayley. And the two of us are going to be able to serve you. So yes, you can get direct access to me, even if you are not a student of the university. So go on my website. There is this amazing sale for this upgraded course called Fractal Shift. I also have the Galactic Intuitive. With the Galactic Intuitive, the price is going to go up to reflect the frequency shift of the course, but also the fact that if you join Galactic Intuitive now, you will also receive quantum coaching bi-monthly and Facebook group support. So it's amazing. So like you can literally start your studies with me now for a cheaper price if you are ready. The prices will go up on the 2nd of July. So that's for my online courses. It's self-paced, bi-monthly quantum coaching, one time with me, one time with Hayley. It's affordable, it's amazing, it's wonderful online course. It's like really, it's fantastic. And then there is the university. So if you are interested into deeper work, longer codex, the codex of the university is a year and a half, and you can sign up for the whole codex, or you can sign up per term, so per module, I would say. So like we have the module of quantum architecture starting at the end of July. So if you're interested for that, you can hop on a discovery call with me. All information are shared on my website, sandrines.com. And I will, of course, continue to offer a lot for free all around the quantum energetics that we are experiencing as part of the humanity matrix system and so on in this reality, and also other things, because I love sharing, I love being generous with everything that's flowing, and it's just I love it. I love receiving this connection with you. So if you have anything that you would like to ask, I can take one or two questions before I end this live. So you can ask your questions now on YouTube or on Instagram, and this is also going to be reposted in my podcast. So my podcast, everything is under my name, Always Send Rains, and you can find me on Spotify, iTunes, and most podcast platforms. So oh yeah, please follow me and share this around, because these transmissions are very powerful and quite popular. So if you think that some of your friends would benefit from it, just send them to me. Make them like and subscribe. I would be super, super grateful to receive that, you know, because I share a lot, I give a lot. And so for me, receiving likes, receiving comments, it's like, oh yes, yes, yes. You know, it's kind of really receiving back. So it really fills up my heart and it makes me want to do it even more, because I can see that people actually dig it. Oh, wonderful. What do you suggest for empath to stay in the high frequency? I love this, Tanya. I love this. So here it's interesting, because there is a bit of distortion happening around what it means to be an empath and how we play with that. So remember, there is a distinction between compassion and empathy. And I would love to invite you to listen to Abraham Hicks on this, because they talk extensively about that. So everybody's empathic, by the way. Like humans, we are born empathic because it is wired in ourselves. It is part of our survival. If we don't feel what the other person feels, then we cannot protect the tribe from danger, basically, right? So this is wonderful. This is wonderful. We are all empaths. Sometimes it is not very apparent, and sometimes it is very much there. Like, you know, we all have a physical body, but a physical body looks that way, that way, that way, or that way. We have a lot of diversity. It's like empathy is part of the frequencies of being a human. It's just that sometimes it's very much present. It looks like it has this form, it is like this frequency, and sometimes not so much. So we observe the feelings that we have when we are around people, but we bring high level of conscious understanding that they are not ours, and we don't drop our frequency. It's not because I don't go into drama with you that I am not connected to you. It's not because I don't go like, yeah, life's fucking shit, oh, ascension is so hard, oh, blah, blah, blah. It's not because I don't validate your traumas and your wounds that I don't love you and that I don't connect with you. That's the opposite. I love you so much and I connect with you so much that I can see that you're much bigger than that. So I'm simply going to hold space for you to purge and alchemize that while you share how shitty you feel, how shitty everything is for you, how traumatic life is, and so on, by holding my frequency of love and divine knowing that actually that's just an understanding of reality. It's full of fears and full of projections. I'm not going to want to shift you and teach you. I'm not going to go there. You are processing, my friend. You are processing, and I'm holding space with so much love. I'm listening to you with so much love, but I'm not going to go into like, yeah, yeah, into dropping my frequency. So this this beautiful empathic connection that we have, we learn to shift the frequency around that through becoming more and more conscious. So we are really here to become like super conscious humans, right? So this is part of the work. We understand why we feel like that around people and what is from us more. So we do the work. We always take full responsibility for our emotions and for our reactions, because they are ours, and this is how we shift and change and how we become happier. And we connect with the other person holding on the light, but we are more and more conscious of that. And to be honest, like Tanya and everyone, it requires time, it requires practice. So it's not because we hear this that the penny is going to drop and that all of a sudden things are going to change. It's always like that. Sometimes we hear the same thing coming from many different sources, many different people over a certain period period of time until one day, the penny drops. I mean, like, I've been listening to Abraham Hicks for years, and it's only now that something are really going to start to land in my field, and I'm actually changing my reality. So be very patient with yourself and patient with the world, with your reality. This is how you can start residing more and more into you. Never feel guilty, never feel ashamed, never feel judgmental towards yourself. Okay, it's always starting with the self. So we are beautifully connected to each other through our heart portal, and we feel what other people feel because it's beautiful information. It's beautiful connection because we are here to do that. We are here to be there for others, but first we are there for ourselves. So I hope that it helps a little bit, Tanya. Oh, thank you so much for your love. Yes, thank you, Emily. It's so nice to hear from you. Thank you, Tanya. I'm happy, awesome, smiley face. Oh, love you. I'm very excited that you have joined the Fractal Shift, Tanya. I can't wait to work more with you. Okay, Zara is always right. I love this on Instagram. So what do you do when you are triggered? If you don't know things, notice you being triggered. This is such a nice question. So we know when we triggered because we react emotionally. So that's very simple. So if I have an emotional reaction, it means that I'm triggered. And when I have an emotional reaction, I know that it's an internal process. It's a program inside of me. It's a thought, because the thoughts create electrical current, electrical charge that then create the emotion. So when we are triggered, let's hear something. I can go out now and see that someone is blocking my car in the driveway, and I'm in a rush because I need to go to school to pick up the kids, for example, right? So I'm gonna start being pissed off. It was like, how dare him? Who does he think it is? And look at that big car. Oh, that's the car that's like, oh, it's only like, you know, like bogans and shitty people, like with like big dick mentality that drive this kind of car. I'm not surprised, you know, like only them would do that. Someone who was respectful would never block me. That's totally the work. That's totally the inner work. Lovely. You could also choose like, oh, I'm going out. This big car is blocking my little car in the driveway and I'm in my rush. How interesting. I can start seeing this train of thoughts coming. Amazing. All of these are my projections. All of this is my interpretation of a simple experience. There is like the actual thing is actually just a car parked in front of my car. There is nothing attached to that. There is nothing. Like, I have actually zero clue about the person who drives that car. I don't know why they are parked there. Maybe there is like someone who needs help and they heard it, and so they just parked there quickly so they could rescue my neighbor who tripped down the stairs and actually called there. Who knows? So I observe my trigger, like, fuck yeah, triggered. I love this because it means reality is presenting me an opportunity to rise up to the occasion, to be a bigger person, to embody a higher identity of mine. So I'm going to be like, I'm going to be the spiritual bitch that I want to be, and I'm going to observe all my triggers. So I'm going to go back home later when this experience is, you know, over, and I'm going to do the work. Why do I think that this big car must be from a dick guy who thinks that, you know, like big dick energy, he thinks that he's better than everyone? Where did I hear that from? Who would say these things? Was it my mom? Actually, I remember my mom saying that. My mom totally says that about people. Maybe that's a program I've picked up from her. I love my mom. Like, she doesn't know that, but I observe that. So that's coming from my inner child. But is there anything else? Yes, actually, I remember I had that boyfriend, and that boyfriend, he was literally that archetype. He was literally like big dick energy, always parking in front of people. And he made me suffer so much, you know. He was violent and manipulative. And if he was not, he still broke my heart, you know. And this is how we debunk. We debunk our outdated programs. We take full responsibility. It's like, okay, so I experienced that. My past self experienced that. My past self received this information from these senses. But now I'm going to anchor back in my truth. Actually, I've got zero clue what's going on here. So what I might do is that I might call a friend who could be there for my kids at school, saying, oh, simply like there's a little situation here, might be late. So I would love it if you could go and be with my kids until I actually can come. Or maybe I can just call my kids because they have a phone and I can just say to them, my darlings, mommy's coming. I might be half an hour late. Please stay somewhere warm and safe. I know that they can be at school if needed. They can wait in the office. So I don't make a drama out of it. I don't go into full trigger. I don't go into full trigger, so I don't identify with the pain point in me. So I'm not that person. So it's interesting because when we work with fractal reflection and the body of work that I channel, we love our human reactions and we hold space for them. So I observe my human wanting to have this big reaction, but I don't go fully into it. I observe, I debunk the programs and align myself and I solve the issue. And at times, yes, maybe first experience, I'm going to go out and I'm going to be like, fuck, fucking asshole, blah, 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 blah. It's like, whoops, didn't pass the test. Do we feel guilty? No, we don't feel guilty. We have the conscious awareness that, whoops, we didn't pass the test. And we can laugh with love and compassion at our human. But the next time the situation triggering similar triggers, triggering similar reaction arises, it's like, oh, I catch myself just before, but I still feel I need to say something. I feel I need to say something because sometimes we need to express our frustration and anger. So it's like, okay, I'm going to take a deep breath. And I did that. I did that recently because they didn't want to give me the warrant of for my car because of certain issues. And I was really not happy. So I observed my human being like, that is not okay. So I was on the phone and I took a deep breath and I said, okay, with very much respect, I would just like to share with you that I'm really not happy. I am so not happy that you are sharing this with me. I feel that it is really not aligned. I feel like I'm really unhappy. And there was this long silence on the phone. The person was surprised because with so much poise and calmness, I expressed my frustration instead of going like, yeah, you're like, how dare you say this to me? This is not right, blah, blah, blah. You are wrong. I am right. No, I just expressed my state of beingness, which was being unhappy. I went and picked up my car and I could see that I just wanted to be mean. I just wanted to say something that would make me feel right. Because here is the thing. We would rather be right than be happy. Mm-hmm. So I could have shared all the arguments that show that I was right and that they were wrong and go into this conflict with them. Or I could also observe that the bigger picture here was for me to be able to stay happy and to see that they were residing in their truth. For them, they live in the reality where they were right, 100%. So having an argument and me being pissed and triggered would have not changed anything to the situation. Instead, I took a deep breath and I'd say like, oh, I'm so fucking triggered right now. I so want to be right. I so want to go into this argument and I'm choosing to change my reaction. And it's gritty. It's so freaking gritty. I so want to say this. And I was there and I was breathing through this internal process. I was kind of smiling a little bit and I signed and then I had to pay and I was like, I don't want to pay for this, blah, blah, blah. I didn't even fix my car, but I was like, I know that it is just my human going into full-on reaction, and now I'm working so much on myself that I'm shifting my reaction, and my reaction is to be honorable. My reaction is going to be the wiser woman. So basically, I just shared again, I said like, you know, I'm paying this and I understand your situation. I understand why you're telling me these things about my car. And I just want to share that I'm really not happy. And it is really difficult for me to pay for this, but I will do that. And I did that and I walked away. And oh my God, I was so fucking happy. I was so happy because I had done it. I had broken the cycle that I had been in so long when righteousness kicks in and it digs, like we basically remove everything else because we want to be right. And since then, I've been feeling so much lighter, so much more empowered because I am anchoring a higher version of me. And the higher version of me sees the trigger, feels the trigger, and acts accordingly, always knowing that it's going to be repeated and repeated and repeated until the cellular memory of this program is actually removed. And this is how we do the work. It's like I am always right at every single moment where I reside in my beingness, because I'm always aligned to my soul. So it could be viewed like that as well, if you don't want to change your your Instagram angle. But to a certain extent, it's always this dance, you know. We are always right, and then we never know anything. Like, we are everything, but as well, we are nothing. Everything is about us, and then nothing is about us, which is always working with the duality of life itself, which is a beautiful gift. You know, we can always see different perspectives. And this is why life is awesome, because there is a lot of diversity. I love you all very much. Now I have to leave, because I have a discovery call with a beautiful soul who is interested in joining the university. So I'm really excited to connect to her. And first, I need to eat a banana, because I am starving. And when I channel, I can, whew, after I feel the frequencies, I need anchoring with food and bananas. I just love bananas. They just do it. So I love you very much. If you like what I share, I would absolutely love to receive back from you by having little thumbs ups on the videos, for you to follow me, and maybe have you as one of my students, which would be even more amazing. I love you all dearly, and I will see you in next time. Take care. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website, sandrines.com, for more information.